up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It's old-time music, polkas, waltzes, schottisches, oberics, what have you. For the next hour, glad you're along with us. Show number 202 for those of you keeping score. There's no prize if you know that. Just an amusing factoid today. So here we go. It's another show underway. If you're hearing the show, hopefully it means I have survived. I'm actually doing this show a little bit ahead of time because by the time you hear this show, I should be recovering from total knee replacement surgery in my left knee. So that's kind of a weird deal. But yeah, so that's what's going on here. So I can't tell you about the weather in northern Minnesota because I'm doing the show almost a week before you're going to hear it. So I have no idea. I think the weather will be beautiful, though. So now that I've cursed that. Anyway, we've got records to play, by golly. We've got another hour of great old-time records for you. We'll start out with the Monumentals. This is Grandma's Featherbed Polka.
Off the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month and or so. We'd eat pierogi and Polish ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best damn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a pig we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we sit around the fire, the old folks spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny sing a ballad or two. Well, I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I knew, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a figure we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. Been fishing with my uncle, I wrestle with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said that I'd trade them all plus the girl down the road for Grandma's feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a figure we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
There's the Monumentals, Grandma's Featherbed Polka. It's Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show every week right here on your dial or your computer or wherever the heck you happen to be listening to us this week. Glad you're along with us. Musical stars standing by over here at turntable number one. Oddly enough, I started the show with turntable number two today. That's going to confuse me throughout the day. But over here at number one, the musical stars, here's the Polonia Polka.
Thank you.
There's the Polonia Polka from the Musical Stars here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. Hey, don't forget you get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. Several ways to do that. You can email us all the time, oompahour@aol.com. That is the best and most reliable way if you want to make a dedication or request or whatever. Also, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And also, of course, by phone, you'd call, leave a message on the answering gizmo, or you could send a text to 218-259-2985. Any of that, we'll get the job done for you. Chesney Brothers over here. This is an oldie but a goodie back in the days when recording was simple. Here's the Let's Dance Again Polka.
I'd like to hold you tight. Let's kiss and then we'll dance again. Look at me, can't you see I'm in love with you?
There you go, Chesney Brothers and the Let's Dance Again Polka. It's Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Spinning the old-time records for you here on the Record Players like we do every week. Glad you're with us. Want to talk about a World of Accordions Museum before we get out of the next record? Yes, World of Accordions Museum located in Superior, Wisconsin. They're right on Belknap Street there. If you've ever been to Superior, you know where that is. Check them out, man. 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display there in the museum along with a whole lot of other stuff. You know, you might want to say knickknacks, but not really. Memorabilia, collectibles, items, historical stuff. A lot of paperwork, a lot of research, a lot of history, a lot of great stuff there. They have a nice gift shop. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of events, workshops, jam sessions, stuff like that during the summer, spring and summer. You want to check all that out. Of course, they are the location of one of the only places on the planet where they still teach repair and maintenance of accordions and concertinas. Yes, you could go to their accordion concert technician school at the World of Accordions Museum. A lot of the information is online. You can check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where you will find that. So check it out. You can look at a bunch of pictures. You can visit the gift shop. You can even buy some nifty stuff if you're looking for a gift for a musical person. So check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. All right, Richie Vadnall is next over here, back on turntable number one. Bounce it back and forth here as we continue with the great old-time music. This is called Here's Cheers.
Та глазик є празен, мій гримо понаразен. Глазик є празен, мій гримо подму. Та глазик є празен, мій гримо понаразен. Та глазик є празен, мій гримо подму.
Усі приятели мої, да босте видали, кай глазик та по мені, словенського серця, кай глазик та по мені. Slovenskega srca, kaj glažek ta pomeni slovenskega srca.
Та глазик є празен, мій гримо понаразен. Глазик є празен, мій гримо подому. Та глазик є празен, мій гримо понаразен. Глазик є празен, мій гримо подому.
Та перший глазик мені, та другий гавелья. Та третій глазик жені, словенського серця. Та третій глазик жені, жені. Slovenskega srca, ta tretji glažek ženi slovenskega srca.
Richie Vadnall there, and Here's Cheers. That's a wild one. Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Yeah, spinning the records here. We do it every week, great old-time records. You may be able to find other polka shows here and there on the internet and streaming and everything, and so many of those computerized shows, you know, where the songs just play, banga, 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 and there's nobody like me wasting your time frittering away, talking in between the records. Maybe sometimes you like to know who's singing or what's going on. I don't know, but this sure seems like a lot more fun. All right, now this next one, I think maybe has only been on the show once since we started the show. And like I mentioned earlier, this is show number 202. So it's been a while since we've heard this one. The Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble out of Minneapolis. I love the sound of their recording studio. Aleatoric Records was their record company, and they just had a great sound. But we never play this one. It's called the At the Russian Front Polka, then in parentheses, Without a Pistol. I don't know if that helps you out at all, but here we go.
No.
Now, there, that's got a different sound. That's the Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble at the Russian Front Polka without a pistol is what it says. That's you know, kind of an oldie but a goodie. I'm looking to see if the year is on here. I want to say late 1970s, early 1980s, perhaps, for that one. Anyway, an interesting record from those guys. Back to 1957 we go for this next record. I know that because it's written right on the record, so you can't even get that wrong. Lawrence Welk and the orchestra. Remember the champagne music of Lawrence Welk? You know, they still have that on reruns of PBS, and I still love to watch it. And I didn't even watch it when it was new. There's a weird thing with Lawrence Welk, because, I mean, my parents used to watch it, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, and I thought, boy, that's terrible old people music. And now that I'm an old people, I enjoy it. Apparently, old people music stays universal for all old people through the generations. I don't know what the deal is. But Lawrence Welk, it says here, it is featuring Myron Florin on the accordion. Of course, this is the Amelia Polka. There you go. That is the Amelia Polka. Lawrence Welk, the orchestra, featuring Myron Florin on lead accordion. Yeah, the accordion meister there. And back from 1957 here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We play old-time records, which means we don't play any new artists because they don't put out their records on records. They put them out on CDs and MP3s and whatnot. But they'll catch on. They'll come around to the old-fashioned ways. You watch. Maddie's Brothers over here. And who stole the Kishka?
Someone stole the Kishka, someone stole the Kishka, someone stole the Kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Someone called the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the Kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pirohe, but give me back the kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, Yasha brought it back.
There you go, Maddie's Brothers, Who Stole the Kishka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, spinning the records for you here like we do every week, and we're glad you're with us here. This next one's kind of interesting. I've never heard this record before. In fact, pulled it out of the attic last week. I was telling you last week that I had rounded up a bunch of crunchy old 45s that hadn't been out of the attic in an awfully long time, and I don't remember the last time I could possibly have played this next record. It's by George Barnes, and it's the Clarinet Polka. The interesting thing is, George is a guitar player, so it's the clarinet polka performed on guitar. Anyway, it's kind of fun. Here we go. Right, there you go, clarinet polka, George Barnes. I looked him up while that was playing because I had never heard that record before. It's been in the attic for years. I looked it up here. It's very interesting, so I will relate to you what it says here on the interwebs. He was born in 1921, an American swing jazz guitarist who played the first ever electric guitar in 1931, preceding Charlie Christian by 5 years. Made the first commercial recording of an electric guitar in 1938. That's interesting. He started playing guitar when he was 9. A year later, his brother built him a pickup and an amplifier, making him the first person to ever play an electric guitar. So there you go. Recorded his first record in 1938, signed with Decca Records in 1951, and this is a Decca record. Although I don't know that it's from 1951, but nonetheless. So now we know a little bit more about George Barnes and the Clarinet Polka, which makes that that record all the more interesting to me. And I noticed the flip side is called the Hot Guitar Polka. Maybe I'll set that one aside and spin it next week if I remember. We'll see if that works out or not, huh? Interesting stuff here in the Oompa Hour. The Caravans Orchestra up next. And what are we doing here? Oh, we're doing the Live It Up Polka! Live It Up Polka, that's the Caravans Orchestra on Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, old-time polka records is what we play here on the radio. I like this next one, another oldie but a goodie from Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. This is the Marianne Polka.
Lips that kiss goodnight, Mary Lou. My heart is yours forever, so love me the way I love you. Please do, Mary Lou. Thank you.
Johnny Pecan, the orchestra there, and the Mary Lou Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Plenty more records to fit into the show today, so we better get to work here. See if we can't get through this whole stack. Here's the Wesley Bolick Orchestra. Yeah, that's what that's called. Sometimes I wonder about my pronunciations there. This is the Laugh In Polka. There you go, Wesley Bolick and his orchestra there, the Laughing Polka. And you know why that is significant? By the way, just a little over a week ago, we celebrated the anniversary of 1968 of the TV show Laughing debuting on TV. But if you remember the Laughing TV show, they said like 260 pages of jokes in every show. But a lot of the skits and sequences ended with dun 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 dun, and then it had some weird sound or whatever. And you can see where this song got the name, the Laughing Polka. Let me put the needle back on the record if I can here and play just the opening couple of notes, because you'll recognize them as the notes from those skits in Laughing. Come on, here we go. See, that's those notes that are in Laughing. You'd think of it right away if you remember the show. Anyway, that's a lot of pointless jibber jabber. I have the Export Polka here with the Don Joe Polka Champs, if you're ready. I'm ready. Thank you. There's a record with a few miles on it, huh? Boy, oh boy, that is the Export Polka, Don Joe Polka Champs here at Tim Zumpa Owie, your old-time oldie show. It's a 45, and believe it or not, on the label, they have, like, all the band members listed on the thing here in really teeny-weeny itty-bitty print. They don't have their first names, though, just their initials. Like, Don Stemple is playing the banjo. Jay Human is playing the accordion. A Kubik is playing the saxophone. B Palian is playing the bass, and D Draghi is playing the drums. I probably mispronounced all of those too, but give me a break because I can't hardly see the itty bitty print. I'd have to get my magnifying glass or my super high power reading glasses, and I'm not going to do that. All right, let us press onward. Sometimes I don't always understand the titles of some of the records. This is called the New National Polka, indicating to me that there would be an old national polka. I don't know. Is there like an official polka of a nation that this would be a new version? I have no idea. But anyway, the group is the Plus Five, and this is called the New National Polka. There you have it, New National Polka, the Plus Five on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show rolling right along. Man, I tell you, as I'm doing the show, I'm a little bit nervous. But as you're hearing the show, what I'm nervous about is over. I have knee replacement surgery coming up here. So I'm doing this show ahead of time. Because the show must go on. I will not miss a show. If it is humanly possible and avoidable, there will never be a repeat of an Oompa Hour show if I have anything to say about it. So I'm working ahead a little bit. So as I'm sitting here doing this, I'm thinking, it won't be long, a couple of days here. You know, when you get right down to it, it's kind of a scary proposition. You're basically saying that a man who you've just met and don't really know extremely well is going to saw your leg off and reattach it with a hinge. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. It freaks me out just acknowledging that. But it's freaky. But you talk to a lot of people. Yeah, I had my knees replaced years ago. I love the best thing ever. They tell you the neat thing is your knee pain is immediately gone as soon as the surgery is done because you no longer have a knee to hurt. And you're just getting over the recovery from the actual operation. So I don't know how encouraging that is. I have a feeling that it's going to hurt more afterwards. However, I'm going to consider that a good hurt because I know that as time goes on, it's getting better instead of worse. That's the theory I'm sticking with. We'll have reports, of course, in the coming weeks here on the Oompa Hour. We'll see how that all goes because I know there's other people out there gotta do this sort of thing. All right, we always get a waltz in every show. We haven't done that yet, and we're getting down toward the end of the hour. I have the Six Fat Dutchman. Here is Luigi's Waltz. The Six Fat Dutchman with Luigi's Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Couple of tunes to fit into the show yet this week, so stand by for that.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, a couple more songs here to shove into the Oompa Hour. This one goes back a ways. Everybody knows Just Because. Just Because Polka. Big one for Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, as a matter of fact. And this is their original version of it. First recorded by Frankie and the boys in 1948. So he's recorded it many times since then, and the versions are a little different. The recording's a little different. The lyrics are a little different. But this is his original 1948 recording. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Why are we playing it? Just because.
Just because you think you're so pretty. Just because you think you're so hot. Just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You caused me to spend all my money. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Just because, just because.
Сам за тук мисъс, ти си лушна. Сам за тук мисъс, ти си родя. Сам за тук мисъс, ти имаш ленке. Тебе на друга пунца нема. Ти изпълнил съм я за право, моят нария. Сърдия клас съм я, стар ме клаус. И аз до теб повейно съм, че я съм тебе вин. Сам за тук.
Duzi bella bella,
bella.
Just by cause duzi il passione,
il passione.
Just by cause duzi na disgraziata, then nobody else she's a gatta.
Dis perdil sem je za pravo moje tnarje. Silvia Claus sem je star me Claus. I is bun te povedo sem še gisem s tebe fini sam za tu. Sam za tu.
Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks, his original version of Just Because, a record, by the way, that Columbia Records did not want to put out when they made that 1947 to 1948 because the song had been recorded by other people. They didn't think it would sell. Frankie said, tell you what, I'll buy the first 10,000 records myself. Columbia put it out. It was a gold record. It was a fabulous thing. We're going to wrap up the show this week with the Casinos. This is the Rough House Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you have it, the casinos there and the Roughhouse Polka. And that wraps up this round of Tim's Oompa Hour. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Back to do it again next week. Probably have a knee replacement operation update for you next week, too. It's going to be a wild time, I'm sure. Probably won't be dancing for a while, though, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll be back, do it again next week. In the meantime, that's a squeaky little voice there, huh? Stay happy, everybody!